Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call today to discuss the Children's Environmental Health Network's new report on the impact of our environment on the health of our kids in Michigan. Joining us on the call today is Nsedu Witherspoon, the Executive Director of the Children's Environmental Health Network. After the call, there will be an opportunity for a Q&A. Please stay on the line once Nsedu has concluded her remarks, and we'll open up the floor for questions. With that, I will now turn the call over to our first speaker, Nsedu Witherspoon, Executive Director of CEHN.
Thank you so much. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us for this important release. For those that are not aware, the Children's Environmental Health Network is a national nonprofit. We have the basic mission for almost 30 years now to ensure that all children have the safest and healthiest environments possible, and we do that by promoting environmental health protections wherever we can see fit in places where they spend majority of their time, homes, schools, childcare, and of course communities and parks and other places where they're spending a good amount of time. The reason that we started getting into these state profiles on children's environmental health are actually as a result of many results. We actually have had some work. We have a previous Children's Environmental Health Indicators report that is available on our website, www.cehn.org, under resources. And that report gives at least a snapshot of some case examples of ways that we collectively across the country can and should be doing better to monitor and assess how we're doing with truly protecting children around known environmental exposures. We also have the Blueprint for Protecting Children's Environmental Health released a few years ago, but still very relevant. And that offers a variety of different ways that we need and should prioritize our action for children. From all of that work, we've also been receiving lots of inquiries and questions from stakeholders and partners and even legislative leaders across the country over the years, trying to get a better understanding of how kids are doing in their state and also how, you know, those children are, how those rates are comparing to other states. So that's how we got into this work. It was very important for us to highlight positive aspects as well as maybe areas of challenge that could still use some attention. We've provided all the resources by which all of the data provided on the Michigan fact sheet, you know, were obtained, and you can go look at those. And I will add a disclaimer that our aim here was to look for data available in all 50 states. So right there, you're quite limited. We actually wanted to do this work many years ago. It was quite challenging, but with new science emerging and new data points emerging, even in the last 5-6 years, we finally felt it was time to move. So please do keep that in mind, that we do suggest that this data here be utilized in tandem with any other existing, you know, peer-reviewed, well-respected data sources that may be available exclusively for the state of Michigan. But that is one limitation here. We highlight a variety of different ways that children are faring. For example, childhood poverty in Michigan at 20% is close to the national average. That's about 21%. The drinking water violations is a bit lower than the national average. Asthma is higher, unfortunately, than the national average for childhood asthma. The cancer rates are also higher than U.S. average for childhood cancers. The elevated blood lead levels under children of 6 are lower than the national average a bit, and there is a good amount of federal aid coming into the state. We've tried to identify that at the end of the profile through major federal data sources, major grant sources, so that is to be kept in mind as well. And there are some higher rates of ADHD happening in children in Michigan at 10.2% when you compare it to nationwide. And there are a variety of reasons that that could be. We do know ADHD and various learning disabilities, neurodevelopmental disorders are linked to environmental exposures. And we do know that polybrominated diethyl ethers, PBDEs, could be a part of this exposure. Bisphenol A can be a part of this exposure. PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, are also can be a part of this exposure. And, you know, these are found in various places in our environments where children certainly are coming into contact, unfortunately. the ways that we suggest and encourage that audiences utilize these profiles is first to expand the reach in Michigan and continue to link to other child health champions for sure, to advocate for more capacity, public health staffing, and funding to address these core issues, to utilize these fact sheets in a way to work with elected officials to harness their political will and that of their leadership to overcome the challenges children are facing, and to help hold all accountable at the bottom, at the end of the day, for the health and well-being of the current and future generations. We do speak in the fact sheet about that this is a critical time of uncertainty regarding our environment, and it is especially important to have a robust, meaningful, and regularly updated state-level sets of data that advocates, policy leaders, public health officials, and parents, quite frankly, and guardians can look towards to ensure that we're all collectively doing the best possible to protect children in each state. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Inse. At this time, we're going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question at this time, please press star 3 to be placed in the queue. Again, that's star 3 if you have a question.
All right, it doesn't look like we have any questions today. So, Julia, I'm going to send it back to you for some final closing remarks. Oh, wait, we do have one. All right, our first question is going to come from John Lindstrom at the Gongwer News Service. John, you are live.
Thank you. Can you give us an overall estimate, though, on obviously, there's different individual statistics, but is Michigan doing better than you might have expected in terms of providing for environmental health factors for children? Are we doing worse? Are we in the middle of the pack?
So good question. And one thing I should have also mentioned is that today releasing our first three of state fact sheets, Minnesota, Michigan, and North Carolina are all being released today. So our aim is to get to all 50 states. So honestly, without seeing how we're without being able to pull in all that data just yet, I don't want to be too premature. I would say, in my humble opinion, that Michigan is doing decently. There are certainly states that we do know are faring with lots of these challenges in every single one of these categories. And even without pulling the data, I do suspect we will see some very challenging profiles ahead for sure. And usually you do find that in those cases, the amount of support, capacity, trained public health folks in the field and in the public health department all combine to also have an impact on how a state is doing to protect children. So I would nod that since in the last 5 years anyway, Michigan is checking all the boxes here for federal support. CDC, Lead Poisoning Prevention Program, the State Cooperative Agreement, ATSDR Program, National Asthma Control Program, National Environmental Public Health Tracking Program, and the CDC Biomonitoring Agreement Program. Now, let's face it, too, a lot of this was some of this was stimulated by the Flint water crisis and a lot of attention placed on Michigan for water and lead, among other environmental health issues. And it did take a while for some of this federal support to come in, but it is in now. And obviously, Michigan is not out of the woods yet by any means, but these trajectories are I think, quite positive. In particular, the learning disabilities arena, I think the childhood cancers and the asthma jump out at me. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to be status quo. I want to see states surpassing, quite frankly, what the national averages are. Our aim is to ensure that all children are protected and that, no child should have an elevated level of, harmful chemicals known to alter their health and development and well-being. So I hope that that answer suffices. As more are released, we'll certainly keep everyone abreast, but I think, in my opinion, Michigan is on the right trajectory. Certainly urgency is needed and certainly more capacity, more attention for sure, to lower these numbers in all categories.
All right, that is all the questions that we have for today. So, Julia, I'm going to toss it back to you for some final closing remarks.
Great, thanks so much. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call this morning, and we hope you have a great day.